It seems that every month, Agriculture Department analysts have to add to their forecasts for steer prices, and this month, no exception. USDA's Acting Outlook Chairman Seth Meyer says they piled another 88 cents onto this year's expected average steer price. A new average, $155.29 a hundredweight. The cattle herd, of course, has been shrinking for several years, along with it, beef production. And next year, Seth Meyer says the string will continue.
We expect production to decline by 2.4% into 2015 for beef. Now, some of that production decline in beef, of course, will be offset by growth in the other meat production, but we expect that production of beef to remain tight, and that is has been supporting prices, and we expect that strength to continue into 2015.
The analysts have upped their forecast for 2015 steer prices by $6.50 a hundredweight, taking the expected average up to around $166. The nation's pork producers are expected to boost output in 2015.
We're getting an additional 900 million pounds of pork production as those folks recover from the effects of PEDV.
And as they take advantage of lower feed prices, this from acting chairman of USDA's Outlook Board, Seth Meyer. Of course, with over 3.5% more production next year, we can expect to see hog prices next year
coming down pretty significantly by about 13.5% decline in those hog prices for 2015.
This year's hog price, on average, very strong, $76.22 a hundredweight, but falling to $65.75 in 2015. Of course, all of this is assuming the PED virus doesn't rev up again this winter. Seth Meyer told us so far there's not a lot of reports of PED outbreaks, but
we will be watching as we go through the wintertime for signals in effects in pigs per litter and ascensions of the disease.
Here we go again. With the usual milk price roller coaster. Yeah, with this year's very high prices and lower feed costs, it's the natural order of things that next year
producers will respond to very strong margins.
And the almost inevitable response, of course, will be to boost production in 2015. The Agriculture Department's Acting Outlook Board Chairman Seth Meyer now forecasting
about a 6 billion pound increase in 2015 over 2014 levels,
taking production up over 212 billion pounds, about a 3% boost. Now, you know also the inevitable result of that.
A decline in milk prices in 2015.
Big decline. Even though production only will be up about 3%, there will be declines in prices for Class 3 milk used for making cheeses, but 24% decline. Class 4 used for making dry milk products and butter of almost 24%, and a decline of almost 22% for the all milk price. And the roller coaster continues. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.